How do you do a direct flight then from here to Australia? Because that'd be very difficult if the Earth is flat and Australia is real.
Doesn't
There we
exist.
go then. Talk about the UK.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Co-Conspirators podcast. As always, I'm Luke, and I'm joined by my co-host, John
Hi, everyone.
and Callum.
Hello
And
there.
first of all, we would once again like to thank everyone for their continued support and would like to warmly welcome our new countries, Thailand and Turkey. Like Pokemon, we are trying to catch them all. So if you have any friends in some outlandish countries, tell them to give us a listen. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. After John's excellent analysis in our 9/11 episode on the pancake theory, today we will once again be looking at something that, according to some, is supposedly flat.
That is
No,
true.
not a Coke from McDonald's, but indeed the Earth itself. Flat Earth is something that is very interesting in the conspiracy world. When the average person thinks of conspiracies, it is often seen as one of the go-to due to how outlandish and crazy it seems, especially given the evidence at hand to disprove it. However, once upon a time, it wasn't even conspiracy, as it was widely regarded as fact the Earth was flat, and if you took your ship too far, you'd simply plummet off the face of the Earth. Many conspiracists themselves think that flat earthers discredit the whole genre, but do they actually have credibility? Is there a chance that we are being lied to and the Earth is indeed flat? Over to John, who would explain the overall theory in more detail.
Okay, cool. So sort of three constants in life: death, taxes, and the Earth being round. However, increasingly, more and more people are beginning to cast doubt on the latter, claiming the Earth is actually flat. Millions worldwide believe this, and the Flat Earth Society has 213,000 members. Flat Earth is such a divisive topic, and there are numerous theories within the Flat Earth community that we really don't have time to go into without going around in circles.
Good time.
Thank you very much. So the main reason for belief in flat Earth is as simple as, well, just look at the Earth. The horizon doesn't dip down below the Earth, and we don't feel like we're walking down or uphill constantly, and you can never see an obvious curve, even in an aeroplane.
Yeah, I think you can't see it out of a plane, but I think Concorde, it was quite commonly regarded that you could see the curvature of the Earth. So, I mean, it goes like way higher than the average airline.
It does, but I remember hearing Neil deGrasse Tyson say something like, oh yeah, well you can't see the curve unless you're like miles and miles up. He made out that like you could never see it in any sort of plane. You could only see it if you're kind of going into space. So I don't know, maybe you could see it from Concorde, but the vibe I got off him was he was kind of batted it away saying, yeah, you'd never be able to see it unless you literally went out into space. But yeah, you always hear people say, oh yeah, I was on the Empire State Building and you could see the curve of the Earth and stuff, but I don't know. He seems to say that's bullshit.
Living Globetards lying.
Exactly. They only see what they want to see. Some flat earthers were converted due to the simple reason that the Bible says the earth is flat. But modern flat earth belief originated with the English writer Samuel Rowbotham in the mid-1800s. Based on conclusions derived from the Bedford Level experiment, Rowbotham published a pamphlet called Zetetic Astronomy. Don't know if I've butchered that.
Probably.
Probably, yeah. He later expanded this into a book called The Earth, Not a Globe, proposing that the Earth is a flat disk centered at the North Pole and bounded along its southern edge by a wall of ice, Antarctica. Rowbotham further held that the Sun and Moon were 3,000 miles above Earth and the cosmos was 3,100 miles above Earth. This remains the leading flat Earther theory that the Earth is a disk with the Arctic Circle in the center and Antarctica, a 150-foot wall of ice around the rim, much like in Game of Thrones.
I mean, you say that it's like this big wall of ice. Surely that wouldn't be particularly hard to go and prove and slash or disprove if a flat earther decided to get on a ship and keep sailing till they hit a massive wall of ice.
You've read my mind. So basically, allegedly.
I was just going to say, I think that's why people find this theory, or flat earth theory, so ridiculous. Because, I mean, if they really wanted to, they could prove the earth was flat.
Just by cycling to the cycling? Just
Cycling.
by going to the edge of
Exactly,
the
yeah.
earth.
I mean, just going around this whole supposed wall of ice. If there's a wall of ice, just follow it all the way around.
Well,
That's your proof.
NASA employees and the government allegedly guard this wall of ice to prevent people from seeing it. So much
Wait,
like Area
which
51,
government?
other generic
I'm assuming
government.
The
Yeah,
New
I'd
World
assume so.
Order.
Yeah. So yeah, apparently they guard this. So if you're thinking like Area 51, you can't get within a certain range of it. So I suspect it's the same thing. You're probably not allowed within seeing distance, whatever that may be, of this wall.
That's what you think. On the
So
Co-Conspirators World Tour, I plan on
got
doing a Naruto run across the edge of the Earth.
It really does sound like Game of Thrones, like the Night's Watchman guarding the wall.
I mean, it's not all bad though, because apparently these guards prevent people from seeing and climbing over this wall, but they also stop people from falling off the edge. So they are looking out for you.
Have there been any accidents of these guards accidentally walking too far, maybe taking a wrong turning and falling off the edge themselves?
Yeah, I think there's been a few sleepwalkers go off. But yeah, NASA employees are described by Flat Earth as being similar to Disneyland employees, and also astronauts are all actors. So in a slight tangent to this, the first interviews and official press conference of the moon landings show the three astronauts really struggling with any seemingly basic questions about the conditions of the moon and what their experiences were like, perhaps giving some weight to the theory that the astronauts were in fact just actors.
Well, it's a good job they've managed, in the years since, they've managed to nail their story until they took Buzz Aldrin, went off on one, tried to break from the script.
I mean, yeah, and it was obviously directed by Kubrick, so that's got even more weight to the fact they're actors.
There you go.
That's some serious method acting there.
So in the Flat Earth model, Earth's day and night cycle is explained by assuming that the sun and moon are spheres measuring 32 miles across that move in circles 3,000 miles above the plane of the Earth. Like spotlights, these celestial spheres illuminate different portions of the planet in the 24-hour cycle. Flat Earthers also believe that there must be an invisible anti-moon that obscures the moon during lunar eclipses. So before you start saying what about lunar eclipses, they got that covered.
I got an answer for everything.
The most described the sole purpose of this lunar eclipse.
It's just so ludicrous that technically you can't even like disprove them.
I know.
So they're like, yeah, you need proof, but you can't get any proof because it's just such made up.
This next bit is even
harder
to get ahead of.
Wait, hang on. Before that, you were telling me there's an anti-sun that covers the night cycle.
So this one just seems to be contrarian for the sake of it. But basically, furthermore, some of the theory suggests that the Earth's gravity is also an illusion. They claim that objects do not accelerate downwards. Instead, the flat disk of Earth accelerates upwards at 32 feet per second, rather than gravity going down at that speed, driven up by a mysterious force called dark energy.
I'm pretty sure dark energy is actually a physics term. They've just hijacked it for their own use.
Yeah, I think it is. I'm not really sure what it is, though.
It's clearly the force propelling the Earth upward.
Yeah.
To an unknown destination. Will we ever hit the ceiling? Like, the flat Earth thing, there's the edge. We'll hit the wall of ice. We'll never hit the ceiling of the Earth. Because we've been around for many, many millions of years. Going at 32 feet per second, was it?
Yes.
That's a lot of distance to cover. That's what I'm going to say.
Especially if the moon and sun are only like 3,000 miles above.
We'd have eclipsed them. Eons
ago. I can only assume they're moving too. Currently, there's disagreement among flat earthers about whether or not Einstein's theory of relativity permits the Earth to accelerate upward indefinitely without the planet eventually surpassing the speed of light. Einstein's laws apparently still hold in this alternate version, but as for what lies underneath the disk of Earth, this is unknown. Most flat earthers believe it's composed of rocks.
Oh, so a giant turtle.
Yeah, pretty much.
The world turtle-like theory, which is something I passionately believe in.
Other theories state that the Earth isn't moving at all and is actually stationary right now. I mean, right now, according to science, the world is spinning at around 1,600 kilometres per hour or 1,000 miles an hour. But if that's so, why do we feel no effects of it? Why aren't we flying around?
We've all got motion sickness.
Imagine we just stopped spinning all of us and then I guess you'd feel it.
Yeah, I mean, you'd probably die.
You'd die, wouldn't
absolutely
you?
Yeah, flung.
Yes, oh well.
I think the rebuttal to that is when you're travelling like 500 miles an hour in an aeroplane, you're not flying around, are you? Because you're moving with the plane. You're part of it. So
true.
I think that's kind
very,
of
very scientific.
Where's, yeah.
Puts that one to
where's
bed.
The constant sonic boom?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's what wind
is. Yeah, wind. That sound when your ears start ringing, hearing random.
Yeah, there's just one massive sonic boom and your ears haven't stopped ringing.
To be fair, it sounds about right.
So another main reason that points towards flat Earth is the lack of curvature in the horizon. So the spirit level never lies. So how can anything be perfectly flat on a spirit level if the Earth itself is a ball? Prominent flat earther and rapper and hero mine B.O.B. regularly cites the horizon's flatness as the main piece of evidence to plant doubt into the minds of the spherical planet Sheeple. In a since-deleted tweet, he showed a photograph of himself on a hill overlooking a built-up area with the caption, "The cities in the background are approximately 16 miles apart. Where is the curve? Please explain this, any scientists." He's also got a song called Flatline, a pun on the flat horizon.
To be fair, that photo was a pretty legit photo. It looked pretty sick with the sunset behind it. Should use it for his next mixtape cover.
A serious belief within Flat Earth is a rebuttal of the simple, look at NASA's photos of the Earth. So interestingly, NASA has actually admitted that all full pictures of the Earth are actually stitched together images of part of the Earth. So we don't have an untouched image that proves the Earth is round. Obviously, Flat Earth has latched onto this, claiming that all NASA images are photoshopped. But in reality, if all CGI images of Earth were completely faked to fool everyone that the Earth is round, NASA are unlikely to come out and admit it. GPS devices are also allegedly rigged to make airplane pilots think they're flying in straight lines around a sphere when they're actually flying in circles above a disk.
This is just going to the extreme lengths to fool people. So what, GPS services are in cahoots with NASA to convince people the Earth is round? Like, what are they getting out of it? Why are people, what's so scary about a flat Earth? Are people learning that the Earth is flat?
Just need an answer for everything, so they're just digging deeper and deeper into their little hole.
Yeah. The motive for world government's concealment of the true shape of the Earth has not yet been ascertained, but flat earthers believe it's probably financial. Nice and vague. I mean, I don't really know what financial gain you'd get out of it anyway. It's only not snow flat. Yeah. Snow flats don't have a thing. Just wear igloos. So a less well-known reason behind flat Earth revolves around sun rays. Some flat earthers argue that crepuscular waves, I butchered that, prove that the sun isn't actually that distant. If the sun really was 150 million kilometres away, they argue that the sun's beams should fall parallel onto Earth and not fan out at angles. I have to admit, I don't really understand this one. It seems to have convinced a lot of people. I think something to do with how sun rays, if it was that far away, they should be hitting the Earth parallel to it because of the position of the sun. Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Wouldn't it only work if it was flat, though?
No, that'd be perpendicular, wouldn't it, if it was flat?
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose. Did the atmosphere refraction? I'm no scientist.
No. So Mike Hughes, a daredevil and flat Earth conspiracy theorist, used a home-built manned rocket in an attempt to see for himself if the Earth is flat on 24th of March 2018. His rocket, made of scrap metal, cost around $20,000 and used a mobile home as a custom launch pad. It managed to climb 572 meters with Hughes inside and ended with a hard landing, but with parachutes successfully deploying. He was not seriously injured and remained firm in his flat Earth beliefs, as he said, at that height, he did not see any evidence of a curve. Claimed that real evidence and pictures would come with larger rockets. However, Hughes was sadly killed in an accident on the 22nd of February 2020 while piloting a flight of one of his steam-powered rockets in a further attempt to prove the Earth was flat. The accident was caused by an early deployment and separation of the return parachute on the vehicle. The rocket impacted after falling from an altitude of several hundred feet and Hughes was killed instantly. This again clearly sparked numerous claims that he was murdered by the government or NASA, as he had finally found concrete proof that the Earth was flat. That he was ready to show.
Yeah, I think we've done enough of these podcasts. I knew exactly where that was going.
Yeah. I suppose it's suspicious, and it isn't. It's a guy making his own rocket. It's probably isn't going to go well. But also, he could have found proof and taken a picture really high up. We don't know, and got assassinated for his trouble.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that that guy. Was it Red Bull when they made the guy? Like, I was going to say that, but for some reason I thought that guy was a footballer, and I didn't want to say that.
There's definitely a footballer called Bob.
Yeah, but I remember when he went up there, I swear you could see the curvature of the Earth pretty clearly. I mean, I guess you could say the footage is doctored or whatever. I mean, I guess that would be thereafter.
I think
it was the fisheye lenses.
Yeah.
I think Red Bull came out and said that
they used fisheye
lenses. They used a fisheye lens that exaggerated it.
Fair enough.
Like, they actually admitted it because people called them out.
Okay, right. Now that, if that's changed my mind slightly, it's definitely more of a conspiracy now. They had to exaggerate the curvature of the Earth.
Yeah, I mean, that is dodgy as fuck, isn't it? I guess it gives you a better view of the jump.
It just looks better.
Yeah. I guess one more thing is, I don't know if you're going to touch on this in a bit, but, I mean, do they have any explanation for seasons?
Oh, I'm not touching on it because I'm actually done. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, probably. I didn't find any.
I'm sure there'll be something stupid out there to explain the season.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, that's me done. That kind of sums it what I managed to find on Flat Earth. What do you guys think?
I mean, it's really interesting. I think it's crazy, really. It just seems that there's such a strong belief in something that just has so little evidence. And I think this is, you know, where you really get the idea that conspiracy theorists are just like crazy tinfoil-hatted people who just believe a load of rubbish. It's a fun theory. It's very interesting. And to think, like, you know, famous people like B.O.B. believe it just kind of blows your mind a bit. As a theory overall, I'm going to score it. You know, it's flat Earth. It's got to be high. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. In terms of believability, I mean, I just can't do anything but score it low. And, you know, when you're kind of scoring Flat Earth Society lower than the fact that dinosaurs were killed by nukes from aliens, you know, something seriously wrong there. But I think I've got to go for a 1 out of 10. It's just so outlandish. But I mean, at the same time, it kind of ties in with previous conspiracies where, you know, the government's just been lying to us the whole time and they've got to keep it up now. So, you know.
Otherwise, it'd be pandemonium. If I just imagine the actual news bulletin or the panel of top scientists come out, sorry, guys, we've been lying to you for hundreds of years. Yeah, the Earth's actually flat. Do this information as you will. And don't go to the edge because you will get shot by the guards. But yeah, I think one of the things that I was thinking is, you know, how this flat Earth is sort of split in two in terms of, is the Earth rising or not? Is that what they're arguing about?
Well, frankly, there's a lot of debate within it. They don't seem to agree on a great deal. Yeah, that's one of them. Some think the Earth isn't moving at all, and then the others think it's accelerating upwards.
I mean, you don't get that sort of disagreement with the round Earth society, or the spherical Earth society. We all seem to be pretty happy with the fact that we're spinning on our axis around the sun. Maybe there might be slight quibbles over the speed we're going, but for lots of disagreements amongst friends, but not to the extent that we're either accelerating up and we have been doing for thousands of years, or we're completely stationary. So I think that's one major stumbling block of the Flat Earth Society themselves, which surely they all wouldn't be wanting to unite around one front to take down the government that's pulling the wool over our eyes and lying to us, thinking that the world's round. That's what governments do, not about protecting the people, about lying to them about both ground that we're standing on. But yeah, I think as the conspiracy goes, if one of your average guy off the street, what's the conspiracy theory? They'll probably say either 9/11 or Flat Earth. So basically for that reason, it's got to get like a 9.5 out of 10. It's the biggest, one of the most loopy ones out there. And it does seem to give many conspiracy theorists a bad name, as I'll touch on later in my conspiracy. But yeah, believability is a tough one. You want to entertain some of the ideas, but I don't know how people get taken in with the so-called science behind it when it's so clearly unfounded, based on guys going off in rickety rockets trying to see if the Earth has a curve or not. And the idea that we're being guarded by a ring of ice, like we don't know what's behind it, or there is this shady government agents guarding us, turning us away when we get there. And also the fact that no one's actually taken pictures of these government agencies or any of these outposts on the icy wall. And the also just the other one that could really, the anti-moon idea, just to create a little phenomenon of the lunar eclipse, just to explain that one away.
To be fair to the old flat earthers, when Robert Scott tried to go to South Pole or whatever, he mysteriously died, didn't he? So maybe the guards there caught him and chucked him off the face of the earth.
I think it's like the earth is actually like the Bermuda Triangle on steroids. So they actually tried to protect it. That's why they're lying to us, saying the earth's round. They don't want people to be basically walking or sailing or flying to their graves.
There you go. There's a motive. They're just good people.
Yeah. Right. So in that case, I bumped my believability up somewhat with that little allegation. Get me on the Flat Earth Society. I think it was actually a convention for them held in Birmingham, quite near to where
there was, yeah.
In 2018, like thousands of flat earthers descending from maybe the NEC or something like that. No, like, not a single brain cell we found amongst them. Yeah, and basically with that, I would say it's a 0.5 out of 10 on the believability for me.
Oh, Jesus, wow. Christ. Even Prince Philip being coronavirus is more likely than the Earth being flat, apparently.
Yeah, he's twice as likely.
Oh, reincarnation. Some people believe in that. There might be more evidence for that than Flat Earth.
More evidence than free. Well, to be fair, Flat Earth has basically been completely disproven, whereas I guess reincarnation hasn't totally.
Can never know. Right, so I'll rate it myself. I think, yeah, as an overall theory, something you're told from such an early age, so to be told that basically the whole world is in on some grand conspiracy, it's got to be a 9.5 out of 10 for me overall. I think believability-wise, maybe because it's my own research, I'll go a bit higher than you guys. I think the fact that if you were raised and you were never shown like a globe or anything, just from living your day-to-day life, you would say the Earth is flat. And I think that has to hold some weight in something like this. And I found the spirit level stuff reasonably compelling. You know, if you're on a ball, it shouldn't ever show to be perfectly actually, flat.
On that note, I remember reading a fact, I think, in a New Scientist book somewhere, that if a squash ball was increased the size of the Earth, there'd be much higher peaks and trenches on that squash ball than there would be on the Earth. So vice versa, if you shrunk the Earth down to the size of a squash ball, it'll be more smooth. So maybe there's less flatness on it or something like that.
I don't know.
So you're telling me there's like Mount Everest size peaks on a squash
ball? Yeah, relative to the size of a squash ball.
Fucking hell. Fair play. That's interesting.
But yeah, I think for those things, and I think I'll give it an extra little bit of an extra kind of 0.1 of a point because of the whole Mike Hughes trying to prove it, and then he mysteriously died. Like we say, it could literally just be that his ship blew up.
It's obviously, it's been tampered with by government agencies. He's been on a watch list for ages by spreading the word that prevents big globe lobbyists from selling their globes to school classrooms.
Well, it was actually quite highly publicised. His first one, I vaguely remember, because I remember people being quite disappointed he didn't go very high. And then I do remember seeing somewhere on the news about his, maybe not the news, maybe like on the internet, like the Lad Bible or something, that he had died, trying to do the same thing again. So I think quite a lot of flat earthers were concerned by this and actually reaffirmed their beliefs.
Truly a martyr for the cause.
I know, but I think... Yeah, I think I'm going to still... It's got to be low. I'm going to be generous. I'm going to go 2 out of 10.
Got a flat earther amongst us.
Given the given the scores we just had, I'm quite excited to see if I can get a lower believability. But we'll see.
You'll do well.
Whet the appetite.
All right, cool. So that concludes my theory. And I'm now going to hand over to Callum for our second
theory. Thank you very much. So I'd like to begin my segment of our podcast with a quote, which I believe aptly summarises my upcoming conspiracy. This quote states that it's easier to fool a man than convince a man that he's been fooled, which has been attributed to the American author Mark Twain. Unfortunately, while there is no record of Twain having actually spoken or written these words, his opinion on lying echoes this sentiment. How easy it is to make people believe a lie, and how hard it is to undo that work again. While this might be yet another example of Swiss subversion using the Mandela effect, I'll disperse with a literary history. They're always up to it. Actually, interesting on the Mandela effect, I saw a post on the Reddit conspiracy page.
Why do you keep calling it the Mandela effect?
I can't help it. But apparently, if you look at the search trends, you get the line graph on Google. Flat Earth and the Mandela effect follow a very similar pattern. So whenever mentions people search Flat Earth, they're also searching Mandela effect. That's food for thought.
I guess they're just two really out there conspiracies. So.
Yeah, let's get on with conspiracy then. As with some of my previous offerings, this theory provides a degree of meta-commentary on the conspiracy theory genre as a whole, as well as serving as a sort of conspiracyception, or conspiracy within a conspiracy. So my theory alleges the Flat Earth conspiracy theory was actually created by a government organisation, most likely the CIA, in order to discredit the conspiracy theory movement as a whole, possibly to prevent more damning evidence from gaining real traction. So here on the Co-Conspirators podcast, we're no strangers to the more preposterous side of conspiracies, but these are usually quite niche and found on further reaches of the internet, not featured on mainstream news programs. Enter Flat Earth. This conspiracy theory has had an unprecedented amount of media coverage following its emergence from complete obscurity just a few years ago. There have been numerous interviews with so-called members of the Flat Earth Society, as well as a wealth of YouTube videos dedicated to debunking both sides of the argument. As John alluded to, many ancient civilizations thought the Earth was flat, but forward-thinking Greek philosophers Aristotle, Pythagoras, and Socrates were among the first to provide empirical evidence for a spherical globe, which occurred around the 4th century, so almost 2,000 years ago. Based on the countless technological advancements developed during the years since, sufficient evidence exists to unequivocally prove the spherical globe. So why has the Flat Earther movement seen such a renaissance in the recent years? Was this really an organic occurrence arising from the latest generation of scientific minds, daring to challenge the status quo with astute observations and peer-reviewed evidence, or was something more sinister at play? Could be argued the first person to open mainstream eyes to the possibility of a flat Earth was actually President Obama, who name-dropped the Flat Earth Society at the climate change event in 2013, while referencing the urgency with which climate change needed to be tackled. Obama said...
This is because you don't want the ice wall melting and, you know, opening up the void.
I didn't even think about that when I was writing this. I think you probably hit the nail on the head there. I don't want to reveal the horrors that lie beyond.
Yeah, exactly.
But so what Obama said was that nobody has a monopoly on what is a very hard problem. I don't have much patience for anyone who denies that this challenge is real. We don't have time for a meeting of the Flat Earth Society. It seems like a bit of an odd analogy to draw, given that the idea of a non-spherical Earth doesn't draw many parallel climate change, outside of followers that may be climate change deniers. I said I write that before Luke came in with a brilliant take that the ice wall could be melting, and this secret is melting away before their eyes. So that's so basically, or the whole climate change movement is just a cover-up to the fact that the Earth is flat. So Obama was onto something like that, he was an avoidance slip going on there.
David Attenborough's head of the guards as well.
Yeah, that would be a turn-up for the book. What's it, Our Planet or Blue Planet? Or Blue Flat Planet?
Yeah.
Many believe that this moment was designed as a test of the waters, probing the public conscience to see what the general reaction would be to such a conspiracy. In the years following, there have been multiple reports of people's YouTube recommendations becoming inundated with videos referencing the Flat Earth conspiracy, despite users' claim that they'd never expressed any interest in the subject. In fact, numerous so-called Flat Earthers credit YouTube as a gateway to their awakening, and there's research that suggests that many people drawn to the Flat Earth conspiracy actually started out with the aim to debunk it, seeing, even admitting on first glance it seemed utterly preposterous, but they were just sucked down the rabbit hole of the Flat Earth content, which then warped their perception of fact fiction. This may be due in part to YouTube's algorithmic system, which uses artificial information to recommend it videos that it thinks will maximize the user's engagement and watch time. YouTube will tell you this is designed to keep the user on the platform for longer, exposing them to more ads, but could something more sinister be at play? Cass Sunstein, who served as the administrator of the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs under President Obama, he has outlined a very similar technique in one of his books. This book, which is entitled Nudge, Improving Decisions About Health, Wealth, and Happiness. So in the book, it describes a technique called choice architecture, which defines the way in which decisions are influenced by how a choice is presented. People can be nudged by arranging the choice architecture in a certain way without taking away the individual's freedom of choice. YouTube's recommended video section is a perfect example of this. It's very difficult to quantify the way in which videos are recommended for you by the algorithm. I'm sure I'm not the only one who's had some very strange videos popping up through YouTube's recommendation, which don't appear to correlate with anything I typically watch. Of course, though, when you inevitably click on it out of curiosity, you scroll to the comments to find the top comment saying, "Who's here thanks to YouTube recommendations?"
They're so weird when that happens. Like, I've had some of those where I've clicked in it and the first 100 comments are from like 3 seconds. And it's just, it's clearly been dumped in everyone's feed.
So it shows they definitely have the power to do that with some certain uploads. It's like a 30-second video of, like, I don't know, something completely lacking any context. The example's one you sent me last week, something like that David Bowie meme school. Just a video of David Bowie saying meme school in 1980.
I don't know where that came from in my recommended.
Actually, I'm going to look at my YouTube now. I'll see what.
I guess as well, on a more overt level, the trending page is kind of similar. It will seem to pick like random stuff that's not actually like the most viewed at that time, but kind of they would want you to see.
Yeah, it's definitely like bought and paid for, isn't it? I've seen stuff on the trending page with like...
Oh, definitely. They'll deny it to death, but so many YouTubers have twigged or have made videos about the trending page being rigged to sort of favour content YouTube wants to push. But I mean, it's their platform, so they can do what they want, but you'd rather be a bit more transparent about it. But this isn't a YouTube conspiracy theories podcast. We could do that in the future because there's certainly a few.
I'm just on our channel's recommend now. Who's been watching a Soldier Boy making video games consoles?
Yeah, so but anyway, back to the little point. My random recommended video.
Funny if you find a Flat Earth one.
Walter White finds out his son is a simp.
Your recommended have messed up.
Some of it's correlated. Have you noticed the update they've done? Well, I say recently, a few months ago, they show these little keywords of stuff you're supposed to...
No, I'm not. I don't even notice
it. Yeah, so you get it basically. Some of them you can click on, it'll give you just videos for based on that. Some of mine are quite random, like FIFA 16 and things like that comes up. Silly way, I've watched some FIFA videos. I think, okay, right, FIFA 16, that's hot and it's trending right now. I think that's 5 years too late. So yeah, as we said, it's very unlikely that YouTube will reveal the true secrets behind the programming of such an algorithm. It's built on AI and designed to maximize advertising revenue and is basically fundamental to how the platform operates. So we'll never know whether it's possible for YouTube to manually tweak recommendations to point users in a certain direction, perhaps in exchange for large sums of money from governing bodies. That's certainly what numerous quote-unquote serious conspiracy theorists believe, who view Flat Earth as being detrimental to the credibility of conspiracy theorists as a whole. This is something we've mentioned several times on the podcast, the idea that lumping all theorists under the same umbrella can detract from the message for more compelling theories when they have to contend with the most ridiculous...
I think one other thing I'd say on this is, I don't know if any of you went on the Flat Earth Reddit when you were doing some research, but literally the entirety of the Flat Earth Reddit literally has just no Flat Earthers on. It's just people bashing Flat Earth, and there's literally no response from anyone who kind of supports Flat Earth.
Funny enough, I didn't actually go on to the Flat Earth conspiracy, but I was reading the Reddit's conspiracy page. And there's a lot of posts about people claiming they could identify when it looks of fake Flat Earthers would come onto posts. And they'd be able to spot them just blindly denying.
I mean, that's kind of what it seemed like on the Flat Earth page itself. Just the odd influx every now and then of a few Flat Earth posts, and then the rest is just bash, bash, bash.
Yeah, so it's just maybe the bots are on a time loop just to keep keep public content up being too obvious, but clearly not enough for some of these eagle-eyed conspiracy theorists. But so theorists believe that the organizations like the CIA have capitalized on such a phenomenon in order to create a psyop, psychological operation, which will discredit the wider conspiracy narrative. Those gullible enough to reject the wealth of scientific evidence reports that the Earth is spherical will get drawn in and tell their friends the Earth is flat. Their friends think that the sincere, quote, truth seeker is a moron, and then any other conspiracy that person espouses is then dismissed as nonsense. This has been termed poisoning the well or guilt by association, while also preying on human stupidity and willingness to conform to group ideas. In this case, the Flat Earth community on YouTube.
So he's saying you get somebody to believe in Flat Earth, and then as soon as they say that, everyone's going to ignore anything.
Essentially,
else
yeah. Would you trust somebody with passionately for Flat Earth?
I mean, no, but I think as well, just on top of that, not just you won't believe anything they ever say, but it just discredits the entire genre of conspiracies because, you know, you got this side of people who are just so unbelievable, like blindly believing something that's so clearly incorrect. I mean, it's so advantageous for the CIA if they wanted to do that.
Yeah, exactly. It works so well because no one wants to be seen as being an idiot. Yeah, exactly. We humans, we like to think we're smarter than other people, so we can point at the idiot and say, oh, look, there's the idiot there on national TV spouting about Flat Earth. Oh, we're so smart that we believe the Earth is spherical. Yeah, basically, any time a more grounded conspiracy theory they might mention in passing or just be instantly discredited by the fact they believe in Flat Earth, which in turn will reinforce the government's reputation, allowing them to escape public scrutiny or even push the boundaries on future activities, Operation Northwood style. To finish, I've seen several accounts from self-described flat earthers who claim to have been directed to flat earth-related content after viewing YouTube recommendations about other conspiracy theories like 9/11 and the moon landings. So after saying that, I'm expecting to see the recommendations for this video being littered with flat earth propaganda. But in all seriousness, there's definitely some crossover between the anti-NASA sentiments contained within the flat earth community and the idea that the moon landings were a hoax. But there is little to suggest that flat earth correlates with other conspiracy theories beyond the idea that they're challenging the status quo. Finally, I have seen that conspiracy theorists suggest that flat earth was chosen as a hoax conspiracy due to the burden of proof actually required to try and convince flat earth the world is in fact spherical, as John mentioned, to basically the idea of the horizon and the curvature of the Earth being quite difficult to actually prove at an eye level. You've got B.O.B. on the hill saying, oh, there should be a curve between the two cities. But yeah, so despite all of the study conducted that can unequivocally prove that the Earth is not flat, flat Earth will ignore this by claiming it's impossible to prove the curvature of the Earth without going to space. Since the Earth is enclosed by a giant dome, Simpsons style, it's impossible to travel to space to view the curvature from such a vantage point. It also could almost play into one of the things I mentioned on another conspiracy theory. I think it was always a psychological analysis breakdown of conspiracy theorists. So that sense of superiority, which will cause them to double down and confirm their own biases, ignoring the overwhelming scientific information that exists to the contrary. If they feel like they're being attacked for their arguments, it's going to cause double down more because they're just, these people who are attacking them haven't had their eyes open to the truth. But there you have it. What do you guys think? Is Flat Earth an organic movement with access to a higher plane of science? Or was it born from a shady government office designed to sow discord and prevent other conspiracies from becoming more widely accepted?
I mean, for me, it's a tough one. I think, first of all, I'll say it's a very good conspiracy because, you know, you got the idea that conspiracy movement can be discredited by government agencies because they want to discredit all other conspiracies. You know, it's definitely possible, and you could see why they'd want to do it because anything they do in the future, they can be just like, oh, I mean, people, when they question Area 51, you're just like, yeah, but these people are the same people who believe the Earth's flat, so they're clearly like lunatics. But at the same time, there's 7 billion people on the Earth. Like, I've probably met less than 10,000 of those 7 billion, and I've met some absolute nutters. So wouldn't put it past one of them coming up with this theory themselves and other nutters believing it, especially in the old internet age. But it is weird, like Callum mentioned, that Obama said it in 2013, because, I mean, personally, I had never heard of the Flat Earth Society before Obama mentioned it. And now I think, I mean, everyone knows it. So it definitely helped increase its fame. But yeah, I think overall, as a theory, Flat Earth's very interesting. And the fact that, you know, you got the government again trying to screw the conspiracy world over, I'm going to score it an 8.5 out of 10. In terms of believability, I think it's got more weight to it than the Flat Earth theory itself, because in a way, you know, it does work. You think they're idiots, and anything else they're ever going to say, you think, yeah, what a load of rubbish. So if they were to do it, you know, it has been successful. And also, you know, you wouldn't put it past them trying to discredit people who would ever speak up against him in the future. So I'm gonna go for a 4.5 out of 10 on that, to be honest.
That's not bad, actually.
So I really like this theory, actually. I think, to me, it makes a lot of sense. And it's clearly been effective as well. So yeah, I think for the overall theory, I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. I really enjoyed this one. In terms of believability, I'm kind of torn because I think in one sense, the government certainly wouldn't have invented the flat earth theory because it's been around, you know, for so long. It was the initial belief. But in terms of them maybe pushing the agenda a bit more now towards conspiracists, trying to feed it to them and convince them in order to discredit everything else, I think it does make sense that they could do something like that to just try and discredit everyone who's ever doubted the official narrative of anything. And it's certainly effective because as soon as you say you believe in not even flat earth, but if you just say you believe in one conspiracy theory, you tend to be written off with your views on everything else. So yeah, I do think it would be effective if it is done.
And one thing I will say, actually further supporting the argument the government do it, many people who believe in this conspiracy theory directly have also suggested that the Flat Earth Society's logo stuff looks too professional to be created by Men Black Earth. They think it's the government to pay graphic designers to do it. I think it's all looks way too official to be a random coming together of people across the world.
Surely it would work the other way, though, if they're trying to discredit all the flat earth people and say they're all morons and make it look like a 3-year-old.
Because their quality control is too high, they can't let themselves release such a shoddy product. They had to do it to a pristine level of standard.
So yeah, I do think it's quite believable. I think certainly you do see these obvious kind of fake accounts come in and just spouting absolute nonsense. Like you see pictures and images saying, oh, this proves the earth's flat, when it's so clearly just a stupid analogy that would never work. And you can't help but think some of these people are just doing it for the sake of it to discredit it. But even then, as much as I do think it would make a lot of sense that this could be a real conspiracy theory, I think I am hesitant to go too high on it. So I think I might just go slap bang in the middle with a 5
out of 10. I'll take that as well, yeah. So for my closing thoughts, the conspiracy, I really enjoyed researching this one. It's almost a bit self-fulfilling in itself, though. You think it makes sense. It confirms the idea that we've mentioned before about conspiracy theorists feeling attacked and they feel like they're not being taken seriously because of movements like Flat Earth. And clearly some government, it's definitely potential that government officials have tried to cotton onto this, because the US government, if we're talking about the CIA, definitely have done some shady things in the past and probably continue to do so. And if they can basically put a dampener on that and discredit as many conspiracy theorists as possible by just pushing one ridiculous narrative, by all means. But on the flip side, I guess you could argue that surely they've got better things to be channeling their resources towards. I mean, everything's not exactly hunky-dory right now. It hasn't been for the past however many years. So maybe that does sort of push the believability down for me. But overall, as a conspiracy, yeah, it's really solid. As I said, there's a means, there's a motive, and the Flat Earth Society does have a very professional logo. For that reason, I'm going to give it maybe a little bit lower than you. I'm going to go for just a solid 8 for good conspiracy. But the believability, yeah, it's again, I don't want to be directly copying John, but it could go either way. Yes, I can see them doing it, but you also think it's a complete waste of time. Conspiracy theorists spout enough nonsense themselves without having to push them in a certain direction. And to use paid bots and what have you.
Yeah, I mean,
shills and
as a Prince Philip coronavirus conspiracy shows. Unless that's being pushed by the CIA as well.
Isn't that like MI6? Fancy logo? Prince Philip's face photoshopped the coronavirus. What next conspiracy theory? Flat coronavirus. Yeah, so it's conspiracy virus. Coronavirus is on our minds at the moment because we've just gone into second lockdown.
And also, the US election's on our minds.
Yeah, it's all lining up. The Illuminati New World Order have been planning this from the get-go. 2020 is a year.
They've just left the mail-in ballots at the end and it just completely switches the entire election. And Trump's been completely muted on Twitter. Like, you can't reply or tweet to any of his tweets.
I just love Trump's tweets. I feel a little bit of a tangent. Just how he types all caps lock, and you can just read it exactly in his voice. You know it's actually him saying it, typing it.
It doesn't feel like it, does it? I can't imagine him typing a tweet out and sending it like stop the count. I just can't imagine him ever doing it.
Because someone says someone loud then follows it up slightly quieter, like, a huge, tremendous result, very tremendous, that sort of thing. I love hearing say that. But yeah, back to the ability. But my believability, I think I'm going to go for. I'm going to go slightly higher that the CIA pushed it, just because, yes, there are gullible idiots out there, but they need to be directed sometimes. So I'm going to go for a 6 out of 10.
I think the good news about your theory is, we'll, as soon as we release this video, we'll be able to tell if it's true or not. Because if we're going to get a billion views overnight, I think I'll up it to a 9 out of 10 believability.
It was a bot account created days ago. So, oh yes, here is the proof that Flat Earth exists. There's no character of the Earth. The guy who went up in his rocket was a hero. He died for our sins, etc., etc. Right, so that's enough from me. I'll hand it back to our host for the final conspiracy of the episode.
Thanks for that, Callum. The Flat Earth Society, as you can tell, with ourselves and with others, hasn't got the best reputation. Before totally discrediting the entire society, whatever you may think of them, I would just like to say this theory is believed by a minority of the society and not the entire society. Nonetheless, it was too good not to include in this episode. First of all, apologies to Daddy Benny for this one, but my theory is that Australia does not actually exist.
Oh, he's not going to like the sound of that.
Aye. So whilst this is not directly related to the Earth itself being flat, it is born out of the Flat Earth Society and resurfaced at a society meeting in Birmingham in 2018, which Callum actually mentioned earlier is very close to where we are. And you could actually argue it goes hand in hand with Callum's theory that the world is trying to discredit conspiracists by associating such ridiculous conspiracies to one of the most infamous conspiracy societies ever. So the theory holds that Australia is just an elaborate cover-up by the British government for a mass murder. People believe that when Australia was founded as a penal colony, that the prisoners were killed instead of sent to the non-existent island. But England obviously couldn't admit that outright. Now, these people would argue that it's simply been too long, so the British government maintains the conspiracy so as not to be viewed as lying and monstrous. It's really an age-old issue we spoke about on this podcast, whereby if they were to announce now it was a lie, it could never be trusted again, and so they're in so deep they have no choice but to continue to lie. Maybe this is why Britain's foreign aid is so high. They have to keep payments up so people don't snitch on them. And just to link it back to Flat Earth, not only does society come up with this, but there's a variant of this theory which suggests instead of just drowning the prisoners, Britain actually just sent the ship off the edge of the world and so they fell off.
I mean, they sent multiple ships of prisoners off, didn't they? So that's a lot of resources just sent off the edge of the Earth. I mean, fair play, if the British Empire really was booming that much, they could sacrifice some ships.
Got to get rid of the old fleet, really, haven't you? By the time you've got to Australia and back, that's got to be like a year, isn't it? The ships will be out of date anyway, so
yeah.
New models coming. They've
racked up too many miles on them.
But yeah, the theory is obviously a bit flawed in such a globalised world where people can visit Australia, have Australian tourists visit their country, see Australian TV programmes, see it on maps, satellite images, etc., etc. But there seems to be a comeback to almost everything. It seems Britain is so powerful and has such a hold over every world organisation and nation that they can just force them to state that the land and people exist. Maybe it is part of some deeper conspiracy where good old Queen Elizabeth is threatening to expose the global elite and their dark ways unless they stand by her and cover her back.
Basically, the Brits just decided to come up with a strange accent for these all these Australian people as opposed to happen.
Well, yeah. I mean, that way they're, you know, less obviously British. I don't know where the actors come from, whether they're British or American or what, but do a very good job.
There's a lot of paid actors.
So what, you're saying if you go on holiday to Australia, everyone's an actor?
Yeah, well, there's actually more.
And where are you going? Where do they take you?
I will go into this in a bit more detail.
All right, cool.
But yeah, so as we mentioned, the Australian people are all supposedly paid actors. From its incredibly talented sportsmen to its literal paid actors from soaps such as Neighbours, they are all actors. I mean, if it's true, you would have to just fully respect it. It's one hell of a cover-up from Britain, and the organisation it must have took must have been insane. Given the response from Britain to coronavirus, you know, I just can't really picture they're able to keep up this kind of level of organisation. I mean, I had an Australian girl in my primary school class in our small English town, and to think the monarchy had set that up, get it ingrained in my head that Australia is real, it would be completely mind-boggling. It could, however, explain how the supposed popular Australian lager Foster's is in fact brewed in the United Kingdom. They've let that one slip by mistake.
We've got you there.
So yeah, if you've ever been on holiday to Australia, you're going to have to think again. I'm guessing neither of you have. I know Callum's family have, but...
I haven't personally, no. Family's the worst over there.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so you're just taken to parts of South America or Pacific Islands near where Australia supposedly is and made to believe it's Australia by the paid actors there.
So some random island as a Sydney Opera House.
Yeah. Probably Argentina. They're a bit shady. They'll sign up to that, you know. Britain paying them off a bit.
Australia's supposed to be quite a large country. There's a lot of driving involved. So they said if you're like an Australian road trip, you're just driving round and round a small island.
Brazil,
you
maybe?
Say that, but then you're kind of made to believe that if you drive too much into Australia, you'll die in the outback. So,
true.
So people don't really do it as much, do they? And, I mean, there's supposedly not really roads leading into the outback.
I had to explain kangaroos, though, because they feed off as a bit of a tangent. But they're not really native anywhere else.
They literally just say that kangaroos exist in, like, South America, this part of South America where Australia is.
There's somewhere in England with wild wallabies.
Yeah, I mean they'd probably just say, to be honest, that kangaroos were made up to make it look even more of, like, a foreign land. Well, not made up, but, I don't know, genetically made.
Paid actors.
The first paid kangaroo was Mike Tyson, and now that's why they're famous for boxing. I mean, you can kind of laugh all you want at this paid actors theory, but it's kind of like the official story we're told about North Korea. So if North Korea can't do it, why can the UK? People say that all the actors in Pyongyang and North Korea are just walking around over and over again to kind of give the impression it's a wealthy country and they're going to work and stuff. But apparently it's been exposed that it's just the same person walking up and down the street like 100 times a day. And likewise, if Turkey can cover up the genocide of millions of Armenians, then why can't the UK cover up the genocide of about 100,000 prisoners?
There's Turkey covering it up, but I think that's one of the worst kept secrets. Since we've referenced it on this podcast now.
I mean, yeah, this theory is obviously far-fetched and lacks any evidence at all. Some may argue it's just a way for the Flat Earth Society to get more exposure and become more infamous, whilst others suggest that it's made up to discredit the conspiracy world as a whole. Interestingly, actually, it isn't the only theory that suggests the country has been made up for political purposes. Apparently, Finland was made up so Japan and Russia could increase its fishing quota in the vicinity. So there you go.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've met a couple of Finnish people and, I mean, did look a bit like actors to me. So
a bit too
perfect. But yeah, other arguments would include how the Australia we supposedly know and love is so unique and unlike any other country in the world, with its crazy climate, landscape, and scary outback area, which we mentioned before, that, you know, it was literally just made up by the British government 200 years ago, and they made it so unique and crazy that people wouldn't really want to go there or explore it. And yeah, that's why you have all these weird and wonderful stuff there, because they couldn't really change the story once they'd made it. So
there's only topic of weird and wonderful and crazy stuff out there. So you're telling me that since this year of I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here is filmed in the UK, we've been lied to for past however many years, they've actually been filming in the UK every time.
Yeah, the same set, they just changed it up a little bit. So Australia also has an overwhelming amount of celebrities for such a small population, and I think there's about 25 million people there. Maybe that's an ode to the fact that the country is literally just paid skilled actors.
They're the ones getting commendation for their good work and keeping up and hitting their quotas for fooling enough people.
So yeah, that's it. It's short but sweet. So what do you think? Are Jason Donovan, Shane Warne, Heath Ledger, Tim Cahill, Nicole Kidman and Daddy Benny all incredibly skilled paid actors trying to make us bet Australia is in fact real to cover up British genocide? Or is it indeed a ludicrous theory and a real country?
I think I have to do a bit of digging with this one. It's got made some very convincing points. I've had to reconsider my stance from when you first mentioned the theory, that's for sure.
Well, all I say is you haven't been there, so...
Exactly, yeah. How can I comment? I don't think I've ever met an Australian apart from one of our mates. So I just put on an Australian accent whilst drunk.
That was actually an accident, and he's actually a paid actor half the time, and he let his...
Part of his audition for the role.
Yeah. I mean, for such a supposedly beautiful country, there seems to be a lot of them living around the world, so... Getting it in your head that they exist.
I suppose you would argue, say, go dig straight into the genocide point, a bit of a morbid one, but I can think there could be some motivation to cover up that if that was the case, because they were all criminals. I mean, it seems a bit inhumane enough to ship them off across the world to quote-unquote Australia.
They also seem to do, like, incredibly well in sport for their size, and maybe that's just to try and bring attention to the country and make you think it really exists.
Everything Australia does is just to draw attention to itself, to massive attention seeking. Yes, we're a real country, guys. Also, another point, I remember I mentioned that the Flat Earth Society, people thought that it was government-created because the logo looks pretty legit, looked too polished, too legit. The Australian flag is pretty much the same as a British flag, so...
Not much thought going into that.
Just rubbing it in your face.
Run out of money, run out of budget, so you have to squish the British flag and put some stars on it.
I wonder what they say about New Zealand, whether think that's real or not, but
yeah,
couldn't find anything on that one.
It's a bit of an omission there, because they're basically Australia and New Zealand very close to each other. So maybe New Zealand is a real country, Australia. Yeah. It's just empty sea where Australia should be. So I think maybe a trip out to New Zealand, just scan the horizon, see if there's a big landmass nearby.
I mean, actually, on the whole attention front, trying to draw attention to itself, they play football in Asia when they're in Oceania, and they also compete in the Eurovision Song Contest. Talk about trying to draw a bit of attention to yourself.
That's a good point, actually.
Why the hell are they? And they've played in the South American Cup, Copa, whatever it's called.
Why would you want to draw attention to yourself, though? Surely if it's all a big cover-up, you want to keep quiet.
I think it's maybe just... Well, what's the word? I'm quite looking for the word for this. But
so you're not questioning it, are you? Because you're like, oh, yeah, you know...
That's the one. That's what I'm looking for.
So actually, when they were playing in the South American football tournament, they were actually playing there at home. So
you go back to your own question there. That's another, adding another point to my believability score. Yeah, and speaking of scores, I think just the sheer ludicrousness of this theory, something I've never heard of before. I've always had my suspicions about Australia, but I'm glad they've finally been confirmed. It's going to get a very solid 8.5.
Very nice.
From the flat earth community, I mean, very trustworthy individual. So if the earth is flat, basically that renders all existence of Australia impossible, because it'd be on the bottom. If you sort of hybridize the globe and flat earth theory, actually realistically it would just be further away.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it fits on the flat earth model. I don't know whether it's just moved on to top with everything else, or whether it just isn't there, like this theory suggests.
Well, yeah, explains how do you do a direct flight then from here to Australia? That'd be very difficult if the earth is flat and Australia is real.
Doesn't exist.
There we go then.
That's sorry, why most flights to Australia aren't direct, because they need time to get the set back up and at the beginning again for when you land.
Disorientate the passenger. They think, yes, right, we're going the nice long journey, guys. Definitely going to Australia, not flying around in circles across the UK. Right, and now you've reached your destination. Australia. You just, as there's a lot of compelling evidence to support this theory, I do have to kind of be a bit boring and trust the old geographers, trust the world maps and atlases and globes, and think that, yes, Australia, there's enough evidence to suggest that Australia might actually be a real country, despite the unrealistic number of celebrities per head or member of the population, and their sporting maybe inaccuracies of where they compete, like in Asia and South America, despite technically, is Australasia a
country? It's Oceania, isn't it?
Oceania, yeah.
They just thought they were too good for it, so they
don't really see them carrying up the main stage of the World Cup anytime soon, apart from Tim Cahill banging in a hat trick that one time. But believability, I don't want to burst your bubble on this one, but I'm going to have to score low, but I might go higher than flat earth, just because the genocide argument just seems slightly think that, yeah, but we've seen the earth from space. There's been pictures of the earth from space, maybe they're stitched together, maybe it's all CGI, I don't know anymore.
It's also pictures of Australia from space.
That could be superimposed as well. They've just cut and pasted bits of Argentina, bits of Brazil, stuck it together so it's got some nice colour on it, and then plonked it right next to New Zealand. But I imagine if you speak to some diehard New Zealanders, they're not very happy with the lie that Australia's stealing their thunder.
One thing I will say is for our Australian viewers of the podcast, they do like to draw attention to the fact they're from Australia and openly state that they're from Australia, Byron Bay, Australia. Are they trying to draw attention? Or?
Yeah, so I mean, the hiding in plain sight argument is very much the big confirmation for me. I'm going to give this one a 2 out of 10 on believability.
Stay at that, but I'll take it.
Okay, so I think for the overall theory, I just kind of agree with Callum, just for having the audacity to claim Australia doesn't exist and it's all a massive cover-up, including millions of paid actors and literal paid actors. I think I'll give it an 8 out of 10 for the theory. I think believability-wise, you ain't getting much out of me. It's just, as you touched on, the amount that would be involved in such a huge cover-up. Everyone would have to put on this accent the whole time, which seems like an unnecessary, another obstacle to introduce.
Maybe this will drug 24/7, which is another thing. Australia does have a big drinking culture.
Yeah, it does, yeah. You need it for that line of work.
Well, if anything, that makes even less believable that they all have to be drunk all the time. Surely one of them would let slip the conspiracy.
Nah, I mean,
I'm struggling with this. I'm going to give it a very generous 1.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's got that high in the believability. I thought it might have been the lowest we'd ever had, but it's nice to see that Callum especially rated it on par with the flat earth itself.
Mine's actually gone higher than flat Earth.
Well, there we go. But yeah, I will say it was a fun one to research, just how, you know, stupid some of the arguments were. But it is fun nonetheless. And although this did actually resurface at the Flat Earth Society event in 2018 in Birmingham, I think it has been memed a bit. And a lot of the stuff you do find online is satire and just stupid responses to any kind of blatant, you know, flaw in the theory itself. So I'm going to score it an 8 out of 10 as a theory. In terms of believability, I mean, I'm looking on a world map now and it does look strange, Australia, because it's just like, you know, a massive blob of desert, a few like cities dotted around the outside. So, and there's like no roads in between.
Yeah, especially you think all the other continents, you know, Africa, Europe, just, South America, yeah. South America. There's this tiny, I must say, relatively small bit compared to the massive continent.
Yeah, just like you could just around. Pretend like you've only really got like southwest and the east of Australia. So the east could easily be like Chile and then southwest could just randomly be like, you know, Peru or something. it would fool me, to be fair. But yeah, no, it's very, very unbelievable. I'm going to go lower than both. You go for a 1 out of 10.
Boo.
Yeah, I think that wraps up our three theories, three very interesting theories. And I believe it's time for our classic game, Conspiracy. So for those of you who are new to the podcast, welcome. So Conspiracy is our trademark game where I will give my hosts three conspiracies, two of which I have found somewhere on the internet and one I've completely made up. And it is their job to work out which one I've made up. So without further ado, let's jump in. So my first conspiracy is that the famous Concorde airplane, which went much higher than any other plane and enabled the ease of seeing the curvature of the Earth, used windows installed by secret agencies to make the Earth look curved. And secondly, my second conspiracy is that flights right now can go, well, we believe they go either way around the world, right? This is thanks to the Fossil Stone being used to speed up flights. And I'll give you some more information when I've read them all. Well, and last one is the reason that the Europeans, in the shape of Christopher Columbus, took 400 years to get to America after the first European landed there. It was because explorers kept plummeting off the face of the Earth trying to find it.
Those are three brilliant conspiracy theories. Which isn't just the titles alone. I have absolutely no idea which one's made up.
Concorde, the British Airways Air France aeroplane, which was super fast and way higher than the average passenger airline, was able to see the curvature of the Earth. Flat Earthers say the reason they could see the curvature of the Earth was in fact they were using windows with the fisheye lens effect that John mentioned about. And these windows were installed by secret agencies to make the Earth look curved, as you know. Well, they want to push the agenda that the Earth is spherical. And so my second one, that flights are using Philosopher's Stone to speed up the flights in one direction. It's a bit difficult to get your head around, but, you know, just say, for example, I haven't actually looked at a supposed flat Earth map. Just imagine that Japan to Hawaii isn't plausible because the so-called short, quick route on a flat Earth would not be possible. You'd have to go all the way around. All the way east or all the way west. Yeah.
All the way flat.
And so, for example, right now we can get from Japan relatively quickly because they're relatively close. This is because calcified speed force energy, which is energy turned into matter in the form of a philosopher's stone-like object, is used to speed up the flight, making it incredibly quick, making us believe that the Earth must be curved when in reality it is flat and flights are just sped up.
Wait, so say you're on a plane watching, would time be going normally? You can watch your film and not having
to you wouldn't realise it. You're not going to the speed of light or anything, but you're just going a lot faster than you're told you're actually going, and it's using this calcified speed force energy, has also been called a philosopher's stone. So you're not using like normal air jet fuel, you're actually using this mega fuel that makes you go super fast, making you believe that you're only going a short distance when in fact you're going like from one side of the Earth to the other because it's flat.
So this theory is only invented after J.K. Rowling released her first Harry Potter book. Actually, I think the idea of
the Philosopher's Stone has been around for a long, long time. But yeah, I guess it got popularized by J.K. Rowling. Maybe she's a flat Earth.
Added to the list of fear, flat Earth, just trying to hide the truth.
And then the last one, I mean, we all know that Europeans were explorers. And before Christopher Columbus kind of went to America and maps of the Americas were detailed, obviously before he went, maps were non-existent. And so a compass to find Americas were useless as no one actually knew the direction. The great Viking explorer Leif Erikson, who got to America 400 years before Columbus, was totally by pure luck. And actually thousands of explorers after him tried to go to America, but they all went to routes that saw them reach the end of the Earth and die. So between Ericsson and Columbus, the 400 years between them, many explorers tried to get to the Americas, but went the wrong route and died.
Wasn't Columbus?
He did as well. He was trying to get to India, wasn't he? That's why it's called the West Indies. But
yeah.
Just one more point on this conspiracy is, like, do you really think that, you know, these great European civilizations that could go around Africa to get to India and Japan, etc., never thought to bother sailing west of the British Isles? Obviously they did, but they never returned due to the flat earth. Careful routes that we of course know today will get you to America, but Leif Erikson and Columbus did it purely by luck, and all the explorers in between failed until obviously Columbus's map helped them all out.
Wrong longitudes and latitudes. But I'm just thinking how mad it is. He must be, how Columbus must have felt to see a huge, seeing a huge landmass, just setting foot on somewhere no one's ever stepped foot on before, but instantly getting attacked.
I mean, obviously the Vikings had been there before, but I think Columbus ended up in Trinidad and Tobago, of all places. I could be wrong there. I think that's where he ended up first time around before he actually got to, obviously, the United States, we know. Right, but yeah, there's the three conspiracies for you.
I also find it mad the Romans.
Oh, it's crazy. And the thing is, surely you've got to imagine the Romans would have tried to go a bit further west, right? And then obviously,
probably just fell off the
air. Oh, I mean, yeah, you'd run out of food very quickly.
When you say a bit,
don't worry, we've made it further than Julius did. Oh, we've run out of food. We've got the record. Got to send someone swim back to let them know. Let the emperor know. I say yes. Your nice have some extra information. It really hasn't really helped that much, if I'm honest.
No, it's actually thrown me off.
I think
more. I feel like I
know think I can eliminate one. Or say eliminate. I can say that one is definitely a conspiracy theory that is true, not been made up by Luke. And I'm going to say that the third one is definitely the one that we're just discussing in a very roundabout way. That Columbus and his mate, or Columbus's colleagues, fell off the face of the earth trying to find America. So I'm going to say that one's a genuine conspiracy. Which may come back to bite me. I've got, even as I'm saying this now, I'm feeling like it's going to come back to bite me, but I'm going to double down and stick to my gun. As for the one I think is the conspiracy, I don't know. I think maybe, say, the fisheye lens one, we've got magic mirrors and all sorts of things that can warp your sense of reality. I'm not sure if there's that much incentive to stick them on the windows of the Concorde just in case people go too high and see that the Earth is actually flat. Just show the lengths that the flatter or the CIA and what have you are willing to go, collude with Air France and British Airways to keep the people guessing, keep them under control. And the second one, which is
the Philosopher's Stone.
Of course, Luke's read Harry Potter. But to say, of course, yeah, also the Philosopher's Stone has been around a while, so it's one of those sort of MacGuffin type objects, for want of a better term, that grants eternal life and eternal speed, it seems. I'm going to go with the first one being as the conspiracy, the one that the CIA has installed fisheye windows on the whole Concorde to make sure that people see a curved Earth when it is in fact flat because the Concorde flies so high. I am so sparing John's blushes for having to ask someone to go first.
Yeah, so I'm struggling a bit. I think they could certainly all be real conspiracy theories out there. I think I'm ruling out the second one as being made up because I think there was a lot of weird detail in there. The only thing making me think that one could be made up by Luke is we're in the run up to Christmas.
Just out on Netflix.
So it might just be playing on his mind.
And they're coming to Netflix.
Are they actually?
Also, J.K. Rowling's being recent.
That's pretty mad. But yeah, so with that, yeah, there's quite a lot of detail. I don't think you will have made that one up. So it's between the other two. I'll disagree with Callum. Right. I think you've made up the travelers falling off Earth.
It is a win for conspiracy because obviously you disagreed, but one of you has actually guessed correctly. So I will say that the Philosopher's Stone one is a conspiracy out there on the internet somewhere. Because, the flat earthers just have to come up with some kind of ludicrous explanation for why you can fly these distances. Quick time. The conspiracy I've made up, it's an interesting one, actually. And Callum's going to kick himself up the ass because John's the one who's guessed it correctly.
Wow, that's a turn up. I can't believe it. I'm sure people fall off the air.
Yeah, I mean, there must have been people between the two that obviously went to explore west of the British Isles, but I mean, I'm assuming they just storms or they ran out of food because of how they just don't. Yeah, that's the Bermuda Triangle. you've survived all the way and then you get hit by the odd Bermuda Triangle. But yeah, I guess people just never packed enough food because it probably takes months and months to get there, and people didn't know it take months and months to get there because, you know, there was no documentation of it. But yes.
Right, we've got to keep sailing. We don't know how far we've got to go. Then we'll get a land eventually.
One thing I will say that helped me out, I as soon as you said the Concord one, Doctor in the Windows, I thought to myself, I'm not saying it because it always spikes me on the ass. This time it's worked in my favour.
It's Calamity.
That's where I've heard that before.
It's about time. That was a really good game of conspiracy. That was really impressed with those. I mean, they're all ridiculous ones, but it's on that level of ridiculousness. You don't know which one.
Yeah, I think that's what you have to go up for, just three ridiculous, crazy ones. But yeah, what John did well for once.
About time.
Yeah, that's all for today's episode. Thanks everyone for watching, and don't forget to keep challenging the status quo.